Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. I've talked about honesty, being honest with yourself and being honest with others. And I had this conversation with one of my really good friends about especially being honest in a relationship. And most of the times we basically conduct our wish list of how we want our partner to be. The top topic that every relationship qualification, every man or woman wants is honesty. Honesty in all forms, whether it's blunt or whether it's realistic or whether it's just downright just being upfront with somebody. And every conversation I've had with my friend, you know, that's the main thing we discuss. Why? And, you know, especially when you're talking to your homegirls, you're like, why can't dudes be honest? You know what I mean? Like, it's the first thing we spit out. And I realize how complex and hard it can be for a person to be honest, especially when it's a relationship involved and you don't want to lose that person. So you feel like, well, maybe I tell a little lie, but what you fail to realize is that little lie will come out into the light and cause a bigger commotion, struggle, strain within your relationship than if you would have just been honest from the get-go. And I'm going to be completely honest, like, in a relationship, I've had examples to teach me, like, hey, Shelby, just don't lie. You know what I mean? Like, when I was younger, my cousin, she was dating this dude, and they were, like, having, like, this little, like, chill moment or whatever. So she invited me, and she wanted me to talk to his cousin. Because he seen me and I seen him and whatever. My cousin was like, he really likes you, girl. So we end up talking. And like, no lie, he was the sweetest. And we were young. Like, we ain't had no car. He used to find rides to come see me. Or like, you could tell this is old school. I don't think they even do this anymore. But like, he used to leave songs on my voicemail. And like dedicate songs and stuff. It was so cute, the cute little young relationship. And we used to talk late at night on the phone and, you know, all that. Well, I had this homegirl that I used to go to her house. Her mom was never home. That's probably why she was getting in all kind of stuff she wasn't supposed to. But she had this guy she was talking to, and mind you, I had been on the phone with my boyfriend, you know. And she was like, can you talk to his homeboy? I said, girl, I got a man. She was like, well, just talk to him. You ain't got to, you know, whatever. Just play like you like him so he can get off the phone so I can talk to my boy. Because, you know, like, he keep hopping on the phone. It's getting on my nerves. And he really like you. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. Like, you know, she was like, well, your boyfriend don't even live here. He live in, like, Westlake, Sulphur. He don't live in Lake Charles. And that's over the bridge. I'm like, okay, girl, I'm gonna do this for you. So I talked to the dude or whatever, and then he asked me, do I have a man? And I look at her, she's like, just say no. I was like, no. Girl, come to find out, my boyfriend was there. And he was like, so you ain't got no man? He hopped on the phone, and I was like, and I'm stuttering. I was like, I was only doing it to help her. And okay, hold the debacle. We broke up because he was like, I can't trust you. You're going to talk to any dude for your friends. And it was the whole thing. Now, mind you, this is back in school, okay? This is when I was younger. After that incident, I didn't see him, but like, you know how Facebook gives you the, like recommendations of friends. I seen him. He's happily married now with a kid or whatever. I'm so proud of him. But it's just like, at that moment when I was younger, I was like, it was just a lie. Why didn't it, you know, I mean, I feel like I should have been honest. I should tell my friend no. You know how many times we go through pressure to feel like we have to lie in reference, especially with friends. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, we end up hurting ourselves. It doesn't conflict your friend's life. Well, I'm going to say this. If you have a real friend, your friend will not put you in that predicament to where you have to justify or possibly destroy your relationship. That's one. So if your friend, supposedly I put quotations by it, puts you in a predicament to mess up your relationship, then I'm going to be real with you. That ain't no real friend. Because a real friend will stand by you no matter what and wouldn't put you in a conflicting atmosphere to justify your life as well as theirs, because it's your friend, because they genuinely care for you and your well-being. That's one. I'm gonna just be real about that. So that girl, she wasn't my friend. She really wasn't my friend, and I played into that, and I lied. And I'm and the crazy thing is, if you ask my mom, you ask my friend, I am not a good liar. I am horrible at lying. I stutter really bad. And not even just the stuttering part. It's like, I end up telling on myself. Like, I get so wrapped up in my head that I'm like, screw it. I'm going to tell you the truth. So give me about 5 seconds and I'll be honest with you. I'll be like, let's be real about it. That's how the truth will come out after. So I've learned. And you know, and then also I've learned to not hurt myself as well, because it's so hard to try to think of a lie. It's so hard to think of the backup to the lie and remember the lie. And this is, my memory is screwed up. I don't have time for it. I really don't. So I don't partake in lying, especially into a relationship, because I feel as though when I'm in a relationship with somebody, I feel it should be. It should be a friendship. So if you're not my best friend in this relationship, how can we go on? Because eventually looks fade. This booty ain't gonna last. This stomach is not gonna be cut. My smile, I might lose all my teeth. I'm already blind and I wear glasses, so imagine with the big bifocals. This afro will be gray. I probably won't be able to make it up the stairs, and I'll probably have a walker by then because my hip already pops out of place. After all those exterior things fade, I need to be sure that you still love me, that the love that we have is past a physical. It's more of you just love me wholly. Internally, like, you love my spirit, you love my love, you love my personality, you love my mentality, like everything. And prime example, I seen this, and it was so sweet, you guys. Like, I seen it in person. I seen this older couple, and I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I was like, if I ever find the love of my life, I hope it's like this. You know, that was the only time I had like relationship goal moment. And it was this couple, and the way the husband like looked at his wife, and they were ordering food, and she was like, he would like da 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 da, and she was like, she looked at him, let me see, are you in a soda mood today, honey, or lemonade mood? It was so cute. And he was like, I'll take lemonade, honey. She's like, all right, I knew it, I just wanted to make sure. He'll have a lemonade. And like, I mean, they're just ordering food, I understand, but it's the way that she showed him respect and he admired her, and he just found her to be the most beautiful thing on earth. Or I looked at this video on Facebook of this artist, and all she asked was for him. She asked this man, this older man, to describe his wife. And she would paint her. And so he literally went on for hours, not just on her physical, but her spirit, like how she said things, her, like he listed to where the woman was able to like paint his wife, and then he started crying. And I'm like, I want, you know, every woman wants to be appreciated that much to where it's more than the physical. But then I feel as though important thing is that you build a foundation of friendship. And to be friends with somebody, you have to be honest. You can't go around and say we BFFs and I love you and you won't lie to me in my face. And there's a whole nother life that you're living. Like, that's a hard pill for any woman or any man to swallow. Like, the most crucial thing I feel that is in a relationship is being exposed. When you're fully exposed, there's no room for you to shield yourself and hide. There's no room for you to, you know, conflict and try to run because you are exposed. But to be exposed, you have to be understood. Everybody wants to be understood in any relationship or any friendship or business or whatever. Nobody wants to be misunderstood. Like, I love the fact that my friends, they get me. They so get me. Like, when I say stuff, like this Thanksgiving, I was saying something, and one of my really good friends, it was like her little sister, like her adopted sister. So I just met her, and I've been friends with them since eighth grade. Hello. So this is a new family member I just met. So she was like, "What did you say? I don't get what she's saying." And before I can even spit out what I was gonna say, she was like, "She did. She said this, did it, and that's what that mean." And I was like, you get me. Like, I turned to her, I was like, you get me. And then even when I'm like, I'm joking, my friends will be like, they cut me off. No, you serious. I know you're serious. Because they get me. And everybody wants to be surrounded by people who understand them. But for them to understand you, you have to be honest. And I feel like with so much betrayal in life, so much heartache, so much pain, we forget the impact of honesty. We forget how, you know, we don't want to expose ourselves because we don't want to be played. We don't want to be hurt. But we also have to realize that those trials and tribulations with those relationships are building us to be better, to choose better people, to make better decisions in other people. Like, they're all referring us to find an equal balance in our lives for the people we allow to invite in our lives. So never take those people for granted, or don't even get mad that you dealt with those people. It was a lesson learned, move on. Now continue to take that lesson and apply that to the next person so that you won't make the same mistakes over and over. But also, you got to be honest with yourself. So many times we want to lie to ourselves about, oh, it wasn't us. It, you know, it was all them. Why? We have choices. We make choices. We all make choices. So you have to make an accountable decision based on your actions for the experience you're experiencing. This is all happening because you made this choice. Why did you make this choice? We can't control other people's reactions to us or actions towards us. We can't. But what we can control is our own. How we respond to it. How we communicate. I think we lose communication so much. And we live in a fantasy. Like, I'm not trying to talk bad about California, but that's one thing I hated. Like, everyone was so selfish. But everybody lives in a fantasy. Like, we had to have this nice car no matter where we lived. We could live in a shack, but this nice foreign car was important. Or these clothes. Like, the dude I was dating, and mind you, I made the decision to date this dude, but I was looking at him, I was like, what? His outfits had to be crisp. They had to be designer. His hair had to be. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, because I mean, you want to make sure you look good. I want to make sure I look good. But everything had to be so high maintenance to where, first of all, you ain't have a car. You was driving my car. And this roof over your head is my house. So where are your priorities? it felt like he was trying to live a lie to other people to uphold this image, when all actuality, you don't have it together. And him being so afraid to be honest with others and himself, because I feel like a person that's trying to pretend is also lying to themselves. Now, let's be real. How long can you wear a mask and not forget that there is a person or actual face underneath that mask? How eventually, or prime example, the Joker, he painted his face so many times in Batman, to where his persona was so wild and crazy that if he took off the paint, the mask, would you recognize him? Would you recognize his subtle smile or his reaction? But that's pure honesty. That's honesty with yourself and honesty with your character, but honesty with others. And we miss that so much. We miss that in life. And you know, like I said, I've had examples of where I was like, I can't lie. Like, I was just like, it's pointless. It's I can't do this. And the times where I was so bluntly honest, I ended up saving myself. I'm serious. I end up saving. I'm sorry to get deep about it, but I end up saving my soul. I end up saving my character. I end up saving my name. I end up saving my heart for being honest. I remember this one time, there was this person that, like, you know, we had dated, you know what I mean? Like, we were dating, and I was honest about my living situation or whatever. I said, it is what it is. You like me or not. I'm going through a lot. I'm not perfect. I'm breaking at this point, and I need to get out of this house, and I need to move. And they were like, well, why don't you move me? And I was like, but this is the beginning of a relationship. I can't put that responsibility on you, but I also have to be an adult. I have to be a woman and get on my own feet and maintain that way before I try to get in a relationship with you. It's not going to work that way. And they looked me dead in my face because I was being honest. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put you through that. And I was like, but I want to continue this relationship. I want to build with you, and I want to get to know you more and everything. And I was like, so we might be distant for a good bit. Can you handle that? I mean, it's mostly conversation and we'll work out seeing each other. But I was like, I really need to get on my feet. I want to make myself proud. And I also want to make you proud. I want to be a woman and get on my feet. Because at the time, for me walking away from this house, everything in that house, I put blood, sweat, and tears for. And to walk away from that house, that was the first time I had a house for me. You know what I mean? And for the people I let live in it, they were just bringing me down and draining me. And I was like, I can't live like this anymore. So I said, screw the house, my dream house. I was like, screw it. I can't do it. And I just like had to leave. And this person looked me dead in my face and was like, well, I can't do long distance and I can't be with you. I was like, wow. Okay. And so I left. And I remember later on, that same person was like, I wish I never would have done that. But then I realized, by me being honest with myself and me being honest with that person, that I truly wasn't meant to be with that person. I wasn't meant to be with that person at that time. I wasn't meant to be with that person with the mentality that I had. The fact that I was willing to be honest about it with myself, even though I know it would hurt me because I did care for that person. It needed to be done. It wasn't drawn out, long, carried out. I didn't, you know, conflict the situation. I was just honest. And to that, you know, after that day, like a couple years later, that person was like, I'm glad you was honest with me. I'm appreciative that you were real and honest with me to even tell me what you were going to do and what you was going through. And a lot of times, a lot of people I've had conversations with, when I'm just blunt, honest, at the time, they're like, ooh. But later on, they're like, Shelby, thank you. And vice versa. Like, some things my friends say or some things I've heard from complete strangers, it kind of like, you know, shifted me. But the pure honesty that came from their mouths, I needed to hear. I needed to grasp. I needed to absorb. I needed to hear the truth. And I feel as though if we make telling the truth and being honest with one another and being honest with ourselves more popular, more needed, more in command, then people will start to realize the importance of just being true to yourself. That everything falls into place. That life isn't as difficult as you make it, because with honesty being out there forefront, you don't have to go through the technicalities and difficulties in life over a lie. And how long can you keep up a lie before it becomes to the surface and is brought to the light? Whatever is done in the dark comes to light. It's true. It's true. So with that being said, what's wrong with being truthful? What's wrong with being honest? What's wrong with saying how you feel and knowing what you feel? Telling your story, telling your truths, being open. What is wrong with that? Why isn't that normalized? And I mean, other people may not be that way. That's cool. That's fine. That's their opinion. But what's wrong with you being true to yourself? What's wrong? And what's stopping you from being honest? I want you to feel as though a lie is basically like chains that are, you know, clipping you and holding you back from getting out into the world. Lies. It's stopping you from loving that person conditionally. Lies. It's holding you back from being the best husband and wife, or girlfriend and boyfriend, or fiance. Lies. Let's be truthful. Let's be honest.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.